Okay, today is day 25 of our 33-day consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. Today we will be reviewing how Saint Joseph is known as the glory of domestic life. But first, as always, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to all of us, all of the gifts and talents that you have bestowed on us. And we thank you for this time together that we get to spend reviewing, learning, and growing closer to Saint Joseph, our spiritual father. We ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's get started here. Day 25, Glory of Domestic Life. Pray for us. Joseph loved Jesus as a father loves his son, and showed his love by giving him the best he had, Saint Jose Maria Escrivia. In the 16th century, Saint Teresa of Avila helped reform the female branch of the Carmelite order. She had a tremendous devotion to Saint Joseph and named the majority of her reformed convents after him. To protect the convents and the nuns in them, she buried medals of Saint Joseph around the convents as a sign that they belonged to God and Saint Joseph. In the 20th century, Saint André Bessette did something similar. Saint André wanted to erect a shrine dedicated to Saint Joseph in Montreal, Canada. He found the perfect location and placed medals of Saint Joseph around the property as a way of asking Saint Joseph to bless and obtain the property. Needless to say, he got it. Saint Joseph wants to bless your home. If you lovingly welcome Saint Joseph into your home, invoke his intercession and honor him in pious devotions. He will greatly bless your domestic life. Wherever Saint Joseph is present, Jesus and Mary are present as well. Saint Joseph wants to be in your home and present in your family life. Even if you move, he wants to go with you. Speaking of moving, let me quickly say something about a practice that concerns me. There's no need for you to bury a statue of Saint Joseph to sell your house. Burying a statue of Saint Joseph in an effort to sell a home is a modern phenomenon. Saint Teresa of Avila and Saint André Bessette never buried statues of Saint Joseph. Statues, unlike medals, are not made to be buried. Statues represent a person and are not meant to be venerated and are meant to be venerated above ground, not buried in the ground. Place a statue of Saint Joseph inside your home and pray to Saint Joseph frequently for your domestic needs, including the selling of your home. Do not bury a statue of Saint Joseph in your yard. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Whatever you do, never bury a statue of Saint Joseph upside down. People sometimes do this bizarre practice as a form of spiritual bribery, promising to turn the statue of Saint Joseph right side up only if their home is sold. Such a practice is akin to treating a statue of Saint Joseph as a talisman or a good luck charm. Saint Joseph is your spiritual father, not a trinket. There's no need to bury a statue of him. Talk to him. He hears you. Saint Joseph loves domestic life. Saint Joseph is the saint of the hidden years of Jesus. This reality is incredible to ponder. Consider your own memories of living at home, family outings, birthdays, religious celebrations, playing together, singing, etc. Most likely, you only lived in the house of your parents for 20 years or so. Our Lord, however, lived with Mary and Saint Joseph for 30 years. The love, intimacy, and familiarity Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph shared is amazing. Saint Joseph knew that Jesus's walk sounded like. He knew the sound of Jesus's sneeze, laughter, and voice raising in song. He knew Jesus's mannerisms, morning routine, posture, smile, yawn, and favorite food and drink. These are treasured memories that reside deep in the heart and mind of Saint Joseph. Jesus and Mary themselves obey and offer their homage to Joseph, for they reverence what the hand of God had established in him, namely the authority of spouse and the authority of father. Pope Pius XI. Saint Joseph's Workshop. Saint Joseph is the glory of domestic life. He loved, educated, nourished, and protected his son. He gave his entire life in loving service to Jesus and Mary. On March 19th, 1963, the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, Saint Jose Maria Escrivá gave a homily in honor of Saint Joseph that has become very well known. It is titled In Joseph's Workshop. In the homily, Saint Jose Maria describes the wonderful relationship that Saint Joseph and Jesus had as father and son. Below is a section of the homily. Joseph, caring for the child as he had been commanded, made Jesus a craftsman, transmitting his own professional skill to him. So the neighbors of Nazareth will call Jesus both Farbar and Fabri Phileas, the craftsman and the son of the craftsman. See Mark chapter 6, verse 3. And Matthew chapter 13, verse 55. Jesus worked in Joseph's workshop and by Joseph's side. What must Joseph have been? How grace must have worked through him that he should be able to fulfill this task of the human upbringing of the Son of God? For Jesus must have resembled Joseph in his way of working, in the features of his character, in his way of speaking. Jesus's realism, his eye for detail, the way he sat at table and broke bread, his preference for using everyday situations to give doctrine, all this reflects his childhood and the influence of Joseph. It's not possible to ignore the sublime mystery. Jesus, who is man, who speaks with the accent of a particular district of Israel, who resembles a carpenter called Joseph, is the Son of God. And who can teach God anything? But he is also truly man and lives a normal life, first as a child, then as a boy helping in Joseph's workshop, finally as a grown man in the prime of his life. Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace before God and men. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. In human life, Joseph was Jesus's master in their daily contact, full of refined affection, glad to deny himself to take better care of Jesus. Isn't that reason enough for us to consider this just man, this holy patriarch, in whom the faith of the old covenant bears fruit, as a master of the interior life? Interior life is nothing but continual and direct conversation with Christ, so as to become one with him. And Joseph can tell us many things about Jesus. Therefore, never neglect devotion to him. Ite ed Iosef, go to Joseph, as Christian tradition puts it in the words of the Old Testament. As master of the interior life, a worker deeply involved in his job, God's servant in continual contact with Jesus, that is Joseph. Ite ed Iosef. With Saint Joseph, the Christian learns what it means to belong to God and fully to assume one's place among men, sanctifying the world. Get to know Joseph, and you will find Jesus. Talk to Joseph, and you will find Mary, who always sheds peace about her in that attractive workshop in Nazareth. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Oh, what a great day today. This is, as we reflect back on our day 25, the glory of domestic life. Just a wonderful couple stories here on both St. Teresa of Avila as well as St. Andre Bessette and how much they believed in dedicating themselves to St. Joseph's protection and seeking out his help and asking for his blessings. That was something that was very special with the work that they did. And this is where it comes in to talk about how St. Joseph wants to bless your home. And this was the homes that both St. Andre Bessette and St. Teresa of Avila wanted to really entrust St. Joseph's protection for this branch of the Carmelite order for St. Teresa and the shrine that St. Andre Bessette really wanted to erect for St. Joseph over Montreal, Canada. And as we moved further along in those readings, we talked about how St. Joseph loves domestic life and just mentioning that wherever St. Joseph is, you also find our Blessed Mother and Jesus, and What was really special about that reading that kind of stood out to me is I lived with a set of twins in college, and when I first met them my freshman year, they're identical twins, and I couldn't keep them straight for the life of me. I was calling one Dan and one Matt and vice versa. And as I got to know them, I noticed and picked up on very subtle differences in how they talked and their mannerisms and just very subtle differences in the way they did things. And at the end of my first semester, I had down pretty well, and I ended up living with them my sophomore and junior year as well. And this is what I kind of think of here is, just in a very, very short amount of time, just a year or two, I was able to pick up on how each one of them walked and how their differences. And as I read through this, the part that stood out is that Saint Joseph knew what Jesus's walk sounded like. He knew the sound of Jesus's sneeze, his laughter, and voice raised in song. These are all extremely special. And it goes on, Jesus's mannerisms, his morning routine, his posture, his smile, even when he yawned, and what his favorite food and drink was. And just as Mary held many of these memories close in her heart, I think of the same with Saint Joseph. And these are treasured memories that reside deep in the heart in mind of Saint Joseph, and how very, very special. And as we looked at and reviewed Saint Joseph's workshop, and how this was a space, a very intimate area where Saint Joseph got to teach the Son of God his art, his mastery, his work, and Jesus was a sponge, and absorbed and learned everything that Saint Joseph taught him. And again, this is one of those things where that carried with him his entire life into his public ministry. And as they alluded to in the book, most of us only spend maybe 18, maybe 20 years if you have a little extra time at home. But in this case, Jesus got to spend 30 years at home with Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother. And what a wonderful, special, intimate, and cherished time for not just Jesus, but for Saint Joseph and Mary as well. So a very special day to reflect on. And I think that this is it's just a very, very special day to kind of prayerfully meditate on and reflect. So tomorrow we will be getting into day 26, which Joseph's other title is the Guardian of Virgins. So looking forward to this tomorrow. And thanks again for following along and praying with me today. And have a great day. God bless.